Well, the St. John's Board of Trade has just sworn in its 45th chair. Andrew Wadden took over the leadership of the board late last week, and he is on the line this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Not too bad. Congratulations on your new role.
Well, thanks very much.
Why did you want to take on this role as chair of the Board of Trade?
Well, you know, it's about a 5 or 6 year commitment. Basically, you start out as a director and you stay there for 2 years and you work your way up the chain, the various executive positions. And I think I got involved in the first place when myself and my partners were starting our law business. And we didn't just want to serve the community via law and help business that way, but to also do it in a volunteer capacity. So, you know, to get involved in the business community as many ways as possible and help support them is just a good thing to do, in my view.
So the St. John's Board of Trade has a mandate basically to help business succeed and make St. John's a great place to live and make a living. How do you plan to go about doing that or expanding that or moving that further down the field, if you will?
Fred, you know, the Board of Trade is focused on providing the most relevant and responsive service we can to members. So we know that members in general join for one of two reasons. They join either for the networking opportunities to come to the events, or they'll join for advocacy, the things we do in terms of speaking to government on their behalf. So the idea here is, of course, to continue that, but to make it more robust if we can. So we know members have asked and are suggesting we have more networking events. We're working on doing that throughout 2020. And just making sure in terms of advocacy that we pay attention to their needs. You know, we're always responsive to them. And I guess the best example is most recently, Fred, during the SOE. You know, for example, when stores started to open, we started getting calls at the Board of Trade. Our staff, rather, started getting calls from suppliers saying, my goodness, how are we going to get to these stores? You know, we're not allowed on the road. So as a result of that, staff at the Board of Trade made sure they started communicating to the city and working with them to make sure that people were able to get out on the road to get things to the food stores so that when the consumers went out, those things were available. So a lot of it, Fred, is ad hoc. It's as the issues come up, we deal with them. So we just have to make sure we're responsive to the needs of the business community.
What are you hearing from members? You've been around with the Board of Trade, obviously, for a while to get to this level as the chair. What are people concerned about, business owners in the metro region in St. John's?
You know, there's a few concerns. One of them, of course, is some businesses have a tough time, Fred, getting adequate staff in, getting people to staff their businesses. And, you know, we've been working with businesses and government in terms of immigration and making sure that any immigrant workers that do want employment are connected with the right employers and have the right training and have the right tools to perhaps go and work with them. The other thing we're hearing about lately is some concern over minimum wage, and you know, the Board of Trade is not in any way against a raise in minimum wage, but we've been speaking to government and working with them to try and find a happy medium as between labor and business owners. Hopefully an increase can be something that satisfies both parties.
Do you have a goal in mind? You've had a while to think about this, knowing that you're going to become the chair. Is there something that you'd like to achieve during your time in that position?
No question, I want to increase membership. You know, like, our membership is strong. We've got about 750 members. It's stayed fairly steady over the past few years. But I'd like to increase it. I mean, I want to get as many members out to these events as possible. You know, I like to use the analogy that membership of the Board of Trade is a lot like a gym. You know, you can buy the membership, but unless you use it, unless you use it a lot, and you're there all the time, you're not going to get the benefit from it. So we want to increase membership, and I want the members who are there to be using it as much as possible.
Well, good luck in that as you try to achieve that goal. Appreciate your time, and once again, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Fred. Have a good one.